we talk about it more now, but we really don't, you know, aggressively pursue efficiency the way we should, because that's really the most cost-effective thing to do. It's cheaper than bringing in any kind of energy, whether it's solar or whatever, up to a point, and we haven't even got close to that point. But I figured out in San Diego County that San Diego County, you know, we did this on a spreadsheet, and you know, it was an economic, really basic looking at the cost, that San Diego could become completely renewable electricity net metered out, which is virtually self-sufficient. And if electricity was 10 cents a kilowatt hour over that whole 40-year transition period, that the county would gain $24 billion in surplus, because they could actually do it. And the reason it worked is because you combine the quick payback of efficiency with the longer payback of renewables. And in our case, we use PV panels. And we invested 97% of our startup capital in efficiency and didn't change that until everything we could buy for $1,000 per kilowatt of capacity saved had been saved. Then we shift the money that all the efficiency is generating to installing solar panels. But now it's debt-free money.
Okay. Again, so I'm just trying to understand.
This can happen. And what I'm saying is that the transition, with good leadership, the transition to, you know, it would probably take 40 or 50 years to do the whole world. But if we treated this like we treat war or anything else and said, hey, this is something we need to do, whether fossil fuels, you know, will last forever, we need to switch to renewable energy and efficiency, just look at I look at it because a lot of people have argued about global warming and is it happening, isn't it happening? And, I just look at it as if we became renewable energy self-sufficient, if global warming is happening, that would fix it. If global warming isn't happening, it would fix everything else anyway, fix all the pollution and things that are now, you know, caused by being dependent upon fossil fuels.
So do you believe, though, that if you had to choose a side on that our fossil fuel use is creating global warming?
I think once again, it's like that's what we do, you know, as humans. I think it's called formatory thinking, where somebody says it is and somebody says it isn't. You know, now it's black and the other person says it's white. I think that wastes our time. We say, well, we're producing all this pollution. Some people say it's global warming is happening, whatever else. You know, there's a big lot of people in the scientific community. But, you know, the time horizon is, you know, is pretty short. I believe that it's probably that global warming is being affected by human activities. They did ice core studies that, you know, that showed certainly in terms of the atmosphere that even though the Earth is heated and cooled, you know, over the last 750,000 years, I think it was six times, it never got even close to the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere that we're putting in there now, that we're accumulating now. So, it, you know, that's indicative, but it's not like proof.
Okay. And so as an event horizon, I know you say then you're less likely to want to say that our fossil fuels will be running out. You're saying even if they never run out, we should switch to solar energy. Non-polluting. I understand, but that is so. You would recognize that perhaps we can have a future of all the oil we want. We just have to choose not to use it, even if it's an all you can eat buffet out there. That we should choose to have a different diet for our energy.
Yeah, well, the other point about it, too, is that if the Earth is producing oil, it's not producing it fast enough to keep up with our demand. I mean, like I was reading this report, it was put out by the Financial Post, and it was some oil CEO of the French energy giant Total SA told the Financial Post, we are not going offshore for pleasure, that's where the oil is. Well, that's because we've pretty much scraped, you know, got quite a bit of it from on the land, especially in the U.S., where we kind of started the whole thing. It's a big world, and I'm sure there's more oil, and I don't know exactly when it reaches a peak, whether the Earth is producing oil or not, but it doesn't seem like it's producing it fast enough to keep us, you know, digging down 20 feet and finding oil.